Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In a suit, where's Bond?
I know where he is.
Hang on, you're a little bit out of focus.
I can see him.
Oh, where is James Bond? He's hiding. He's on the run. Where is James Bond? He's hiding. He's got a dirty bum.
Can you see James Bond? Can you see James Bond? Where is that cheeky Bond? Who is that cheeky Bond? Brosnan!
Ooh.
Brosnan!
Better than Dalton.
Show with the big hair.
Where is he? Where is Bond? Mantelpiece, says Ming. Incorrect. That's Cher. Next, in your shirt pocket, says Papa Morph. Incorrect. We are looking smart, Jimmy B, but stop it. Stop it. We are here to find Bond. Where is he? Stop saying how smart I look. I can look smart. I was in court. Can you please tell me? Oh, Spalgra has got it. Has Spalgra got it? Let's find out. Let's find out. We're going to make Bond grow. Here we go. Hey, Spalgra was absolutely spot on. There is James Bond. Thank you for the subscription, Emslot. Push him down, Kath. Push him down as only you can.
Get down!
Oh, yes. Lovely. Well done, Spargo. You win our respect. Oh, what's behind us? It's us, but from another time zone. It's us, but from a slightly different angle.
Oh, my.
It's Catherine from a slightly different angle. It's me from... It's us from a slightly different angle.
Still us, though.
Still us.
Which one's the real us?
Exactly. You'll never know because you guys are suckers. I got told off for being too rude to the streamers. I got told off on a YouTube comment by someone that wasn't a white supremacist. Let's read these comments. Let's do this.
This is always a lot of fun.
This is... where is YouTube? Let's have a little look. Boy, oh boy, it's so hot in this suit. I'm going to wear a suit for the whole show. I'm not actually. I'm going to show you with the suit, the jacket, the shirt, the tie. If you must know what's going on downstairs.
You don't want to know. Not a lot. Gosh, the slippers.
Slapping my knee. But I'm going to show you different looks today. So this is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to show you sexy estate agent. Then I'm going to show you sexy teacher. And then I'm going to show you hardworking man. I'm going to show you an MP rolling up his sleeves and getting his hands dirty.
That's too many looks for one man, surely.
I can carry more. So let's do the comments. Where is it? I replied to it.
I take it you were kind of classy about it, and you weren't blazing in like someone who owns his own coffee shop and is offended by the review.
Can you listen to George trying to open the cat flap? Listen, can you hear this?
For new viewers, George is a tiny cat with a lot of determination.
Hang on a minute. George, stop it! Stop it! No! Is that sorted?
By the way, what is this, Mr. Majika thing going on here?
It's my Mr. Majika thing. Why are you pointing that out? Where is the comment? He said basically, but I saw that. No, likely spam. He's still doing it. What an annoying cat.
Wait till you close the door and then
I can't find it. Anyway, he said that I was too rude to people. And he would never listen again. And I thanked him. I said, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Thank you. And he said, no, it's rubbish. I will never listen to it ever again. And I went, I really appreciate your feedback. And thanks for sticking with us through this transitional period. So that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I wonder if I might have responded to it as someone else, actually.
Oh, really? Why would you do that?
Whoa, Figaro, he got magic. Whoa. Do you remember that song?
No.
Oh, I'll sing it to you.
Oh, was it the cheapo version of Fernando?
Yeah. Figaro, he got magic. Whoa. Oh, Matty says he's found it. Hang on, let's have a little look-sees. Let's be honest, Matty is a bumlick. Stop. There we go. Right, so here's the chat. Awful show. Same the talk radio show. Maybe worse even.
So you were paying attention to talk radio.
So I replied, thank you. Thanks for the support, JK. I think we can maybe make it even better. Fingers crossed. His reply. Would help if you didn't swear at your audience and have such an awful temper. People can go to 1,000 other Twitch streams for a much more relaxing time.
And yet this guy came to ours again.
Too tense, man. I replied thals again for your kind words, Jay. I really do appreciate. I've got to edit that before he sees that because I wanted to say thanks and I've done what he is guilty of.
Yeah.
Okay. So, welcome everyone, by the way. Let's have a look. Let's get these subs. Let's get these subs. Katie, thank you for the bits. Judy, thank you for the bits. Mingle, thank you for the resubscription. Catcher in the Sky. Oh, clever. I like.
Nice.
Namaste.
M's a lot. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks for the bits, George. 55555.
Beautiful. And that's it. The rest of you can get knotted. And thank you, Barry. Thank you, Infamous. Greggy G, John, Marjorie. We're going to try and make more of the chat. Thank you, Papa Moore, for the bits. So it was, Figaro, he got magic. And then I don't know where it goes. And I want to go. This is how it goes in my head, but mm-hmm. I know it's not.
Yeah.
Let's do it properly. Figaro, he got magic. Simple.
They rhymed Figaro with magic. Oh.
I think so. This is where I think it goes. Oh, Figaro, he got magic. Simple Simon says, put your hand on your head. Simple Simon says, you know that song?
Yeah.
The Simple Simon song. That's a great song.
Simon says, put your hand on your head.
Whoa.
Chirpy, cheep, cheep.
Everybody, cool out. Mods, stand down. At ease. I've had so many complaints about people being timed out and...
Wow.
Chihuahua, it's getting hot in here. So everyone just stand down. But then there was a Mickey take of Fernando, wasn't there? By the Baron Knights.
Oh.
Anne and Joe. Do you remember that? That was a good song. We're going to play a bit in a minute, which means we lose all money when this goes up on YouTube, but it'll be worth it. Anne and Joe. How does Fernando go? Sing Fernando.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
Anne and Joe. Can we do a harmony? Just do a note.
Ah.
We need someone on Skype to do the third note. And if we could get two people to do the third and the fourth notes, that's not their actual names. That gives a fly in there. That would be awesome. We need someone to Skype. Video Skype, please. Video Skype only. Video Skype only for this. Is Limmy here? Is Limmy in the chat? Is Limmy here, guys? Do I need to get a shout out for Limmy? No, he's not here. Limmy's not here. Okay, I was going to get a shout out for him, but he's not here. Glitter Kitty says, I'm Limmy. Okay, that's my sister, and I know she is not Limmy. Okay, so we want two people on video phone, Skype. Here we go. Here we go. We got ourselves a show.
Hello, Alistair.
Alistair, we're waiting for one more person. Yes? You turn me off every time you call, big boy. So Catherine's going to do another note. Here we go. Okay. I'm so sorry. I should have prefaced this. I thought it was obvious. There's anyone that can sing? T-L-N-A. Please, TL. Oh, you can't. You couldn't hear him.
Well, probably just as well. You weren't missing much. I don't think he came in until after we'd stopped singing, did he?
We may have saved you. We may have.
Do you
saved
want me
you
to then. Do a reconstruction? You went. Ooh.
So let's do. I'm enjoying. This is how the Beach Boys started. Give me another note. Focus is not weird. You're weird. I think it's just very bright on my
we
face.
We really are this dreamy. Oopa!
Don't worry about that. There we go. That's it. Oh, it's dark. We don't need the lights. This is all of this. What's your lighting? The lighting is just the screens.
Our natural exuberance.
It's just the screens, guys. It's just the screens. We will do harmony this evening if you want it. Well, totally. Billy, Hazy, Skype in. You're a flipping musician. Speaking of magicians, Pete Heat's coming on. Actual magic on the show. You're right, I've not illuminated Frank. I'll do that a bit later on.
I had someone asking me about Frank earlier.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Becky, the mosaicist that did my brooch yesterday.
Yes.
She went, I've just got obsessed with Frank.
Yeah.
Tell me about that piece behind you. So I told her, Mugger Harris did it. And then she said she'd seen the John Ronson film about Frank. And I went, ah.
It's
you need to
him,
see
though.
Being Frank.
Yeah.
And I put it in the right direction. She should be watching it tonight.
Okay, so if she wants, I'll send her I've got the soundtrack CD, which my record label released. I got quite a few copies of it on compact disc, not the vinyl. The
I did mention it to her, but I'll offer if you want.
The vinyl has gone, but the CD is still out there. It's still out there. So we've got... So what I need to do is I need... Because we've got... I should have set this up the other day, right? So I need to make that Skype thing look really good. Popazy, who isn't here, I don't have the latest... Maybe I'll put it in downloads. I don't have
I think
the...
I have it.
The latest green screen for Zoom calls. You don't know what I was talking about.
I do, the latest thing they sent.
I've got it.
We didn't download.
No, that's not that. It's not the latest thing he sent was the
why
film.
Why are you so cross?
Because you keep interrupting me when you don't know what the F I'm talking
I
about.
I have to interrupt because otherwise you don't stop talking.
This is what we want. Sorry? I'm going to think about the ramifications of that in a bit.
You
and
think
then,
about them.
I'm going to ramificationize them somewhere.
You heard that.
You did hear that. So we're going to add that. Add that. George, will you stop doing that?
Oh, yeah.
New green Zoom. It's going to be some show tonight, by the way, guys.
About your Majika.
Okay, well, those people... Ow! Flipping heck. So we're going to do this. So we're going to do this, and we're going to add a little bit of chroma. This is all part of it. Someone complained as well about the technical stuff.
People love... I've done some surveys, and people love that bit most of all. True, right, chat? True? That's what you're here for. Technical difficulties.
Filters. We're going to add a little bit of chroma. You watch this, baby. You watch this chroma. jungle, 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 jungle rock, a jungle. There you go. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, and then screen two would be there for the Zoom, when we do Zoom.
Right.
That doesn't feel right.
No.
No. Oh, buggery. Excuse my language. My son told me he watches this show. So we're going to delete that.
He said he only watches it for the swearing.
So we're going to delete that. Done that wrong. Done that wrong. I've done it wrong. Basically, I've done it wrong.
So actually, we should change the profile of this show to swearing and technical difficulties. It's more truthful.
Okay, this is completely... Oh, God. But the viewers are staying steady, so it's
their... This is what they love.
It's their fault. So this is going to be new green screen. New Zoom. There we go. Add. Add. Oh, Jesus. Please. Make... The world go away. Okay, we're going to do this. You could be talking to them while I'm doing this.
Well, you're still making noises.
I know, because I'm scared to stop.
Try it. Just try it for a second and concentrate on the job in hand.
No Zoom. It's not really a show as such. Browse.
I don't know. It's quite the spectacle.
To Donna. There. There we go. There we go. This is it. And this is new Zoom, and then we're going to...
The thing is, this is a journey, because this is people are into journeys. I've seen a lot of reality television, and what they want to see is from us rising from the ashes, and this is all part of it, you know. I was there when they were trying to fix the screen.
There we go, and that's what it's going to look like a little bit later on. Right, we can go to the main shot now. It's as simple as that.
It'd be dead good.
It's as simple as that. Get very hot in this, but I look smart. So I went to court today. Look at that. You're not supposed to wear your suit, jacket, tie buttoned up when you're sat down.
No.
It's not elegant. I went to court.
You were the only one wearing a suit, weren't you?
Apparently, I didn't get the memo. It was dressed down Tuesday in court today. It's the wrong one, is it, Jeff? What is the new one? That's the last one I downloaded. Right, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. It's gone. That's the last one I've downloaded, so if you can send another one, but I ain't downloading it tonight. Pete, stop sending me stuff. You're sending me so much stuff. So much goddamn.
What he means is thank you for all your help.
Stop sending me crap.
So he was in court.
Hang on a minute. Now I need to get rid of this. What is this? What did I call this? New Zoom. Goodbye.
Yeah. So he was in.
What is different? What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? What? Is wrong with that? You can't type in Nick Kershaw, by the way.
Why?
I don't know.
There is
an auto ban on Nick Kershaw. Even if the mods unban it, it still bans itself.
Big Jeff must have some sort of beef with Kershaw. I wonder what that could be.
You always do the top button. You never do the middle or the bottom. Never. And also, most suits only have two buttons these days. So I went to court today.
Yeah.
And, we can get rid of that. No, that's not right. Oh, that's Skype. Where's the Zoom one? Jeff, I need to say something really vulgar there.
Again, yeah.
Really vulgar.
So you went to court.
Shush. I haven't got it. I haven't got it, Jeff, and I'm blaming you. So I went to court today I don't know why we got that. This is awful. This is a real.
This is a stinker, man.
This is a stinker.
There's no two ways about it.
We missed a phone call. Let me phone.
Nick Kershaw. What's the beef?
Apparently, you can't use my name on Twitch. It's a real riddle.
What was the answer to that song?
There wasn't an answer to it.
Oh,
Hello.
You're on the late night alternative. We missed your call. How may we help you?
Hi, is this for booking a table at the restaurant?
Yes.
Hi, could I be able to book a table for this Sunday, please, for four people?
Absolutely. Name, please?
Rob Oliver.
Okay, Rob, I'll pop that down for you, no problem at all.
None of you are pigs, are you?
No.
We don't want messy pigs in our restaurant.
And just to check, you will be wearing trousers this time, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We'll see you on Sunday.
You're not bringing... are you the guy with the ugly children? Okie dokie, hung up. So I went to court today.
Sunday's going to be fun.
I'm trying to tell a court story, Brett.
Brett,
the two of us can't look no more. I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to do a favour, right, for everybody that's watching that hasn't subbed, right? For the subbers, I'm sorry. But for those that haven't subbed, you can skip this call. There we go. We've got the ads in. Got the ads in, Brett. I saved them, mate.
Cheers, mate.
No worries, buddy. What you got for us, pal?
Do you want to play your right wing's card right?
Not really. No, thanks.
Bye.
It goes dark. Okay, so we need this light on a little bit. There we go. Right, so I went to court today for speeding. Where's that buzz coming from? Your computer, unplug it. We are the best of friends. I love her. It will never end. She never irritates me. Never gets on my nerves. I love being with her. She's a classy bird. So I went
He's a massive perv.
Okie dokie. So I went to court today and it was dressed down Tuesday.
Apparently. Yeah.
I was the only one in a suit. Everyone else track slacks. Adidas, very big on the court scene. Very big in the court scene. And I was there. It was just for speeding. It was fast. And I ain't bragging. I'm not bragging. It was fast. I'm not going to say the
numbers.
Sounds
a bit like bragging.
I'm not bragging. It was fast. It was potentially lose your license. Potentially lose your...
That's still going, isn't it?
No, it's that... No, but the original buzz was you.
Oh, well, I'm always the buzz. I'm the original buzz. The OGB. Why? Don't need to be like that. I'll tell the court that'll be your last offence. You'll be going down.
So I have had Mr. Loophole. I couldn't afford Mr. Loophole. I had one of his team represent me before. But no, this was a speeding thing. Lose your license, you work from home, doesn't matter too much. I got kids that don't live with me, so it does matter quite a lot. And so I went to court and I was terrified. It's only the second time I've gone to court as not as a nonce, as a, what do you call it, a customer. I've been as a customer,
a defendant.
That's it, yeah. So it's only the second time I've been as a defender. I've been as a an attacker.
Prosecutor.
Before, mm-hmm. When one of the carers robbed my mum. Two of the carers robbed my mum. One of them somehow avoided court. The second one went to court.
And that stalky one.
Went to prison over Christmas. And I went to court for the stalky guy, yeah. So I went to court for speeding. I'm not proud of it at all. Thoroughly ashamed of it. And... it's all COVID friendly there, which I thought was a bit weird. I thought they'd be trying to keep COVID out, but you had to wear a mask. And then when you went into the room, you didn't have to wear a mask, and you have to stand. What do you call magistrates?
Sir or madam?
Absolutely correct. Yeah. Mm. Okay. All right. Fine.
You used to be a court reporter.
Okay. Okay. So I called them sir or madam, and I didn't have to swear on the Bible. I'd opted to do an affirmation.
Yeah.
I will not swear on a holy book because your holy books mean nothing to me. So I was, but I didn't need to do it. And here's the thing: the attacker, right, that wanted me to lose my license. This is how much of a coward they were.
Didn't come.
Video link. I turned up. Video link. Anyway, they were very, very fair. And here's the thing. I got off with 6 points and a fine, including fees. You have to pay a victim surcharge and court fees. So the fine was... Here's something for you conspiracy theorists. The fine was £666. And with court fees and all of that, it's about 840 quid or something like that. And here's the thing. You know what? That's a big old fine, right? Do you know why that's a big old fine?
Because you already had some points.
No, because I was honest with them.
Oh.
I was honest with them. And I could have so easily, and of course it crossed my mind, I could have so easily said, well, I don't have a job. They wouldn't know about this. They don't know who I am. They don't know about this. Yeah, that's why you need to sub, John. You're exactly right. They don't know about this. But I went in, and part of me thought two things, right? Tell them I haven't got a job, mm-hmm. and I'll get a much lower fine, right? And I could have got away with it. I would have got away with it easily. But I didn't.
Naughty though, isn't it?
Yeah, but everyone does it. Loads of people do it, right? And I thought, no, I have to be honest. I have to be honest. This is one of the things I've learned in recovery. I have to be honest.
Because once the line starts, it never stops.
Exactly. So I said, I lost my job on the 8th of June. I've just started a new job. This is how much I'm earning from it. It's significantly less, but this is it. Okay. And he said, you were doing this speed on this thing here. Lying to the court about something like that seems like a bad idea. They could look into it. You're a well-known name. They didn't really know. And the thing is, they've seen so many people. I could have been anybody to them. And then
someone would have grasped and you'd be all over the papers for it, except no one knew.
There's no one in there. No one knew. And then also, if I had done that, I wouldn't be telling this story, you know. And then they said, so you're doing this speed in this area. Right. We could ban you for that. What excuse have you got for doing that speed? Now, I could have said, and it crossed my mind, my kid was ill. And I panicked and I had to get there. And it did cross my mind. And I went, I have absolutely no reason for doing that speed. I'm mortified. I'm ashamed. I'm really, really sorry. That is a stupid speed to have been travelling at. But honestly, I have absolutely no reason for mm-hmm. it. Boom. And then it paid off because they said, look, you were honest and you said you had no reason. You didn't try and lie. So what we're going to do, and you pled guilty, is we're going to take it was a £1,000 fine. So we're going to take a third off of the fine for you and we're going to let you keep your licence. But it would have been so easy. Who's this? This is George.
George.
Come in then, George. Quick. Cause I'm telling a really interesting story about being honest.
And they've been waiting for ages for it.
Come on. And So I got a big fine. Now, here's the thing. It's a big old fine, right? But I got some savings. All right, I'll dip into my savings. This job is great and I'm loving it. It's not paying the bills, all of them, but it's great. So I'll pay the fine. 6 points on the licence. That takes me up to 9. That's the car insurance. I have to deal with that next year. Consequences of my actions. Mm-hmm. Just got to deal with it, guys. You just have to deal with it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, thank you for downloading The Late Night Alternative with me, Catherine Boyle, and him.
Thank you very much indeed. We want to thank our sponsors. Thank you to Somers Waste Solutions. They have national coverage. They can help companies any size, big and small. They can reduce your carbon footprint, make your company greener, and probably save you money. Want to find out more? Go to SomersWasteSolutions.com. Who else we got?
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors.
Big up Gregorian!
They cut out the he said, she said. They take a unique joint legal and psychological approach to family law, and they help as many mums as they do dads.
GELaw.co.uk. And finally, for now, Poseidon Safety Management. They're on Facebook.com/Poseidon Safety and Twitter.com/Poseidon Safe. Note the difference. They make making Devil and Cornwall better. They have local patrols by local people.
You said devil.
Did I say devil?
Yeah.
There's a Freudian slip. I meant Devon. On with the show. Oh, by the way, if you want to sponsor us, send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. I'm going to need to light a little candle to our love.
Oh, careful now.
What song is that from?
I light a candle, the hopes we had.
No, you're singing Freiheit. Look at this. George!
Outrageous.
Excuse me, do you want to go out? Is that what you want, darling boy? Go on, out you go.
Doesn't, just wants to sit on the chair.
Thank you. You're singing Freiheit.
Isn't that what it was?
The dream may never be over because we're keeping the dream
alive.
Here is a sexy, relaxed, successful estate agent look.
And this is a windswept teacher. There was always one, wasn't there?
Don't do that. No.
Yeah, there was.
No, I'm talking about the song. It's not the song. The
what
song.
Is it?
What was the? What did I say?
Light
a candle to our love. In love, our problems disappear.
It's McCartney.
Yeah, but with the song you sang wasn't McCartney.
I know, but wait. Dunno.
Yeah. Well, we soon discover that one on one is all we long to hear. Dum-ch, 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 dum. All around the world, little
piece.
Children being born. It's such a good song, a really good album as well.
Pipes
really strong
piece.
Album. Let us show them how to play the pipes of peace. Guys, if you're not following...
Does he mean bifters?
No, he doesn't. It means pipes of peace.
Oh, I know what Macca's like.
If you're not following or subscribing after Pete Heat,
don't know what you're playing at.
You don't belong here. You're going to get... What rubbish is on Twitch right now? Some idiot playing Call of Duty, right? Some knobber playing SnowRunner.
Someone driving an imaginary bus.
That was actually quite entertaining.
Yeah, but you got furious with the wheelchair guy.
What am I? I'm a sexy dad.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a sexy dad.
What made that happen?
Rolled the sleeves up. You've got to subscribe. You have got to subscribe for that. That is just, it's just awesome.
Mm.
It's just, I mean, I want to end the show now.
Don't.
No.
I'm just getting a message from the...
Our kids, this is what I meant to say earlier on, I don't think we mentioned it. My kids are staying for a night, maybe two nights, because their mum's working, and Catherine had no one to look after her kids. Like, can I bring the kids over? Bring them over. Yes, of course. So the kids have had a little bit of Domino's and they're over in what we call the den. It's a shed with a sofa bed and a blow up bed. And they're over there. And we're so lucky our kids got on really, really well together. And the boys were so excited when they heard that the girls were going to be here. Has anyone died?
No one's died, but my eldest is saying, I think I want to go home.
Okay.
Not now. We've got the option of staying over, you see.
Are my boys farting a lot? Is that what the deal is?
Oh, she's just... This is the reason. It wasn't necessarily that we didn't have anyone to look after the kids. It was that my eldest has had her braces fitted today. And she was really looking forward to it. And she's had a massive come down with the reality of it. And I was about to go to work. Well, I was talking about getting ready to go to work. And she said, oh, could I come with you? She's just feeling a bit... You know when she's 11 going on 12. And although she's getting quite teenage-y in a lot of ways. Yeah.
No, it's like 11 going on 16.
No, no, but she's...
Oh, she's literally
I'm
11
saying, yeah,
going on 12.
And she's kind of on the cusp of teenagehood, but then occasionally she just wants a mum. So I said, maybe you could come with me. And Ian was nice enough to say that they could come. But anyway, she's feeling a bit wibbly today.
I'm a great guy. What can I tell you?
Bless her.
Does she want to go and have a little lie down up in the boys' room?
I think it's just she's feeling a bit...
Yeah, yeah. Well, the kids are excited about braces, and here's the thing. Braces are not very nice. And
no, they've got quite trendy, haven't they?
They've got trendy. It's painful. It's painful. It's not the look. I have braces and it hurts. And I've tried to tell my boy in the kindest possible way I can. I'm so pleased you're excited for it, but it's uncomfortable. You know, they're an uncomfortable thing. And, you know, but...
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, occasionally I'll think, oh, she's so grown up. And then there's always a little moment, you know, where you realise that she still needs a mum for the moment. I mean, she's going to hate me within 12 months because I think from 12 onwards, I was awful to my mum, like awful. What?
I love your kids so much. They're so beautiful inside and out, and it's a joy to have them in. It's amazing how well our kids get on. Similar ages and similar pairings. The eldest are, you know, slightly geeky.
Yeah.
And I say that with love, and the youngest are idiots. And I don't say that with love. And it's just incredible how similar the pairing is. Well, they're very welcome to stay here if they want, but if she wants to go, she wants to go. That's all
groovy.
Cool. But she can either sleep in the boys, the eldest's bedroom with her sister, or she can sleep in that bedroom on her own if she wants. Yeah. That's cool. So make sure she knows all of the options.
We'll see, because she said, how long have you got? I said, 2 hours. And she put the sad face.
Aww.
I reckon she'll either be asleep, carried away, or maybe she'll want to come and get in bed with me.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, you're staying as well, eh?
I'm not going to leave him.
Didn't mention that. Would have been nice.
Probably pyjamas. Do you want to see him?
Yes. Here we go. Amaranth, get out of town. Here we go, guys. This is the stream. Oh, you better subscribe, because as soon as those PJs come over here, I'm clicking that second ad. I'm clicking that second ad, so you better subscribe. What's for breakfast? Crisps. I bought some
cold
crisps.
Pizza.
I'm going to click. You better subscribe.
Right.
Because Kath's bringing her PJs.
What do you want to see first, tops or bottoms?
Tops first. Tops off for the lads. Here we go. Oh, here come the adverts. Oh, it wouldn't let me do the adverts. I've done them too soon to each other. Balls. Hang on. Save it.
Oh, I flashed it.
No, we'll save the bottoms.
All right, save it.
Save the bottoms until we can play an advert. Can't do an advert that close.
Oh, no, you're not ready for the bottoms yet.
Won't let me do it. We're too close to the previous set of adverts. This is the Late Night Alternative, if you just stumbled in. Thank you very much indeed. I'm Ian Lee.
I'm Catherine Boyle.
And we've hosted radio shows together for the last sort of...
7 years.
7 years or so. And before that, we did radio shows separately, and I did some TV stuff. I was on the 11 o'clock show, and I was on a TV show called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I Stole the Strawberries. And we are now doing this 5 nights a week. If you're in the UK, we start at 9 p.m. every single night. And it's 1 p.m. if you're on the West Coast, and it's 4 p.m. if you're on the East Coast of... America, and it's a phone-in show, the only phone-in show on Twitch. We won't be the only one for much longer, because everyone is going to copy us, but we are at the moment the only and the first phone-in show on Twitch. If you're in the UK, 0203 286 6370, and if you're on Skype anywhere in the world, TLNA. Great, I've started the adverts. Get your PJs out. Bum your lip.
Right, so there's a top.
There we go. Oh, I've got to put my headies in.
Back. Hi.
Hello, caller. We're just showing Catherine's PJs.
There's a bottom.
Oh, I'm going to miss that.
Cool, eh?
You've missed it. You've missed it. And I'll be modelling those later on. Hello, caller. What's your name?
And it's Christina.
Hello, Christina.
Hi, Ian and Catherine.
Hello.
How may we be of service to you, Christina?
My boyfriend has bullied me to call you.
Well, your boyfriend is a scumbag.
He's a chicken. Why didn't he call?
I guess he did, but you have banned him because he promised to kill David Attenborough.
Kill who?
David Attenborough.
Oh, David Attenborough.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, well.
So.
And?
I have a question, actually.
Go on.
What is your way of eating pancakes?
Oh.
with a knife and fork. I don't really like pancakes. I think they're hideous, unless you're in America and you're having them for breakfast and they're big old thick cakes of pan. I don't like British pancakes.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, I do.
But you mean when you say my method, you mean what do we have on top of it?
Yeah.
I like golden syrup and bananas and a bit of ice cream.
Oh.
What?
Fancy pants.
Well, but you only have it on pancake day.
Yeah, I know, but still. Golden syrup, bananas and what?
Ice cream. Vanilla, right? Well, what would you have on it? Nutella.
Sugar and lemon.
Nutella.
Old fashioned.
You have a bit of something on there.
I was told that the only right way to eat pancakes is with sugar and lemon.
Okay, well, if you're told this by your boyfriend, I really think you guys need to split up.
Is it a lie? He told me that's the only way, entire way.
Can I ask your accent? May I ask where you are originally from?
I'm originally from Estonia.
Okay, good. It's a great. I love Estonia. It's a great place. Your boyfriend's British, is he?
He is.
He's an a-hole. He's an a-hole, but he's got a tiny hog. You need to get rid of him, Christina. You're better than him. He is gaslamping you.
What? Gaslighting?
Don't do that. It's gaslamping.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. You're imagining it.
Right, well, I'm going to go and tell him that I'm going to dump him because of the pancake way.
You go and tell him the pancake way, Christina. You go and tell him. My sister said, "But what is her why?" For those who don't know, what is your why was a call that we had years ago on the talk radio show, and she just phoned up and said, "But what is your why?"
Yeah.
And then she got really angry with us later on because she'd said it, and she said, "Can you stop saying it, please? You are mocking my mental health." I was obviously upset and distressed when I called you. You shouldn't have let me on the air, and now you're mocking me. Stop saying that. And we went, you know, because we're cool mental health people. We went, okay, well, we didn't know that you were as upset as you are telling us, and we're sorry to hear that. We thought we dealt with you. We dealt with the call rather fairly. She was complaining about.
She was getting philosophical and it was going round and round in circles and it wasn't really making an awful lot of sense. But What Is Your Why was particularly charming.
But we went, okay, well, we'll stop saying it. So my sister, by saying that, is bullying, is mental health bullying.
Outrageous.
Mental health bullying. Baz, thank you for the sub. Barry Pickles has gifted a sub. Thank you. Wonky T, thank you for the bits. Chief Brody, resubscribed. Banks271. Claire UK, John Don 1970. Umska, thank you for the bits. Katie for the bits. This is definitely the best show on Twitch right now, says Umska. Umska. You're a Baz 77777 subscribe. Thank you. Welcome. And that's it. Right, so I played one ad break.
KTBR24, I've been watching this show since the first week and it's been brought to my attention that I now say that things are groovy. That'll happen.
She's a non-subscriber, you can ignore that. Have I played two adverts this hour? I'm so confused. And if I don't get the adverts right... Yeah, that's right, my pen says what you think it says.
It's a present.
I've played two ads and the only person I want to hear from is Gatford, because I trust Gatford more than anyone when it comes to the ads. I trust that guy.
He's an ad counter.
He may have fallen over because he had another toe removed. Two toes. He's got two toes less. Caveman 1333, how do you avoid the ads? Let me tell you. You subscribe.
Yeah.
You avoid the ads. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can link your Twitch with your Amazon Prime. You get free subscription once you subscribe. You have to renew it every month. Or you can chuck us a fiver. Or you can chuck up more. You can chuck up more. If you want. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. I got a question, says Ferdelance. Why do exceptionally bland male presenters, namely Eamon Holmes and Pip Schofield, do so well?
Ooh.
Is it the safe pair of hands thing? Well, I know what you mean. I've met both gentlemen, and most times I've met them, they've been generally... very nice. Eamon Holmes did get really angry with me once on live TV, and that was weird. And I got warned the next week just to, you know, don't poke the beast.
But is that, do you think, you know, live TV is a cutthroat business and I wonder whether it doesn't do well for people's insecurities?
Nah, bollocks, he was being rude.
Okay, I was trying to understand.
He was being rude. But I have an affection for both gentlemen. They're slightly cold, if I'm honest. Pip Schofield is slightly cold when you meet him. But that's fine. That's fine. You know, we're all different. But it's that wallpaper thing. You know, there are a lot of presenters who I'm not going to name because sometimes they retweet me. But there are a lot of presenters who are they're safe. They're wallpaper.
It's the same reason why if you listen to your local commercial radio station, you will hear songs that are okay, but not like massively divisive. Because okay is good enough. Okay. Mainstream, inoffensive, is what pays the bills.
Beef, I just blocked you because I consider that homophobic, what you said there. So that is, if you're going to ask, that's why you're blocked. He said they're both gay. That's homophobic, right? Yeah, so that's why you got blocked there. So don't even bother emailing. Should we see if we've got any emails from people who are upset that they've been blocked? No, we haven't.
Not yet.
Not yet, but it'll come. It'll come. 0203 286 6370. Ian, I have a question, says Katie. When you went to the NTAs after I'm a Celeb, who did you party with after? Her, because as soon as our award was done, I got into a limousine and was driven to the radio station to make the show.
We did our jobs.
We did the show, yeah. We did the show. I didn't stick around. Okie dokie. I mean, we could have said something.
I know, but I prefer to hear him scurry around.
Yeah, could have said something.
Be ready. If your phone is, be ready, you'll get on. That's the way it works.
905 viewers, is that what we've got? 905? I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Sure, I'd like more. But I'm happy with that. Coach driver chic suits you, says my Martis. I'll take that. Coach driver stopping and having a cheeky beer after he's finished work and the pub is just around the corner from his house. That's the look I'm going for. Do you know, I don't drink and I don't, you know, because I'm an addict and an alcoholic. But sometimes a nice cold beer.
On a hot day.
On a hot day like this, you just think, a nice cold bottle. And I'm not even, I wasn't even a fancy, but a Peroni. A nice bottle of Peroni. Oh, just holding it in there, holding it in your hand, feeling that cold and the moisture on the outside, and then just having a glug of that. Oh, this is good. Get five more in.
This is the problem.
Five more of these, because I'm just gonna go straight through these. Five more.
Could you not do alcohol free beer?
No.
Did that just trigger?
No, I did. My friend Conan a while ago bought me some alcohol free. It was like a bitter. And I couldn't drink it because there was something about it. You poured it into a glass and it looked like beer and it had a head.
The whole thing.
And that was uncomfortable. And then I tasted it and it was like, this tastes like beer. Alcohol free, wasn't even low alcohol. I couldn't have a low alcohol, and I was drinking it and it was just, this was years ago. But why go and poke the beast through the cage?
No,
why
exactly.
Would you do that? Some people can do it. I know Limmy does it, and that's great. But I just couldn't do it. It just felt
familiar.
It was just too familiar. That taste and that the head on there and the colour and all of that. Now, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah, exactly. So don't do it.
I'm going to do it right.
Do your squat, says I've been teetotal for 3 hours now. Well, run out then. This is the thing about the lockdown, right? No one's driving anywhere, you know, very few. I mean, I don't know, people are going back to work gradually now, but a lot of people still aren't moving anywhere. And it's very easy for the evening beer to become the afternoon beer. And I do wonder what we're going to find when we unlock everyone.
Pee-stained sheets. Have a cream soda and said, no, I just fancied holding a bottle of beer and that kind of thing as it hits the back of the throat. I've got loads of cream sodas. I'm really cutting down on my fizzy pop at the moment. I'm doing well with the vegan. I cheated a little bit the other day. There was an open packet of Haribo and I just wanted a little sugar kick, so I had half a dozen Haribo.
All right. That's still his progress.
All right. Okay. Okay. I had some. I had six Haribo. Maybe it was eight. I don't know.
But that is, that's remarkable for you. Because in the before times, you'd have necked a lot.
And I had some. And then I went for a second handful and had some. And I went, you were there. I went, these don't actually taste very nice, do they? They don't even taste any
they
nice.
They don't taste of an awful lot. Really,
no, it was horrible.
About it.
So, and everyone tonight, the kids and Catherine came round and I ordered Domino's. And I had the leftover vegan curry that I'd cooked yesterday from the Jack Munro book. So, actually, doing really well. And those pizzas smelt and looked amazing. And part of me thought, oh, I'm missing out. And then part of me thought, well, I'm not missing out because I can have a pizza in a couple of weeks if I decide not to carry this on. This is fine. This is just for tonight. Just for tonight, I'm not going to have those pizzas.
Quack, quack. Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Catherine.
What was that noise?
Quack, quack.
Weird, you go, wah.
Oh, it was quack.
Are you still doing the Twitch show?
Yeah, we're on now.
As we speak, yeah.
Oh, I'm more live on now.
Yes.
Could you stand in the place where you get a good phone signal, please,
mate? Oh, great. I've been trying to call you for the last few days, but I couldn't get through.
Okay, while you are doing that, I'm just going to tweet. Oh, look, Sharon Scott's cat is really enjoying the show. I like that. While you're doing that, oh, look at that. That's good.
Is that better?
Oh, I like that. That is much better.
I thought you was looking at something, a magazine or something.
No, what I am doing is I am on Twitter, and I'm just going to tell all the boys and girls, because it's what you have to do these days, because people are idiots. I am...
I've just been watching the news at the moment, but I thought I should bring you up and see if you were still doing the show, because I've only just got my internet working again.
I'm just going to tweet, so... Come and...
Nope.
Oh, bum. Come and watch me and at flipping Kath.
And?
All right, I'm just typing. Live right now. We are chatting to Nigel from Maidstone.
Well, this is fantastic, because I was feeling so depressed, not being able to talk to anyone. And I've just heard on the news that... people taking codeine can make you worse than you are. You know, the drugs.
No. You've really, really misunderstood that whole story about painkillers. The painkillers.
Really? On the news?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, how am I going to get off it for the pain?
You're going to follow the directions of your doctor. There's a story about how painkillers can... But it's about codeine and about how...
Can make you depressed.
Yeah. But if your doctor is prescribing it, then that is great, and that is the way it should be.
And if you're managing to do wash and dress yourself and get exercise and get your shopping and whatever, if you can manage all that, then you can't be any worse off, can you?
Yeah. Keep talking to your doctor, and it will be all right.
Right. I only have mine once a fortnight.
Perfect. What, your codeine?
My prescription's once a fortnight.
Okay, great. Well, just keep talking to your doctor. Don't you worry about that. That is for people who are buying it in dodgy places or who have been taking it for years and years and years and years and years. Don't you worry about
it. Don't fret, Nigel. You'll be all right.
But he even said that paracetamol are dangerous. Mustn't take paracetamol.
Oh, no, it doesn't say you mustn't take paracetamol. It doesn't say you mustn't take codeine. It says you need to be mindful. All drugs are dangerous. All drugs are dangerous if you take loads of them over a long period of time. Listen to your doctor.
I was going to ask you, I am, that's what I'm doing at the moment, just getting prescribed what I'm supposed to be getting.
Perfect.
So I was going to say, are you able to put any of my YouTube things onto your page, Twitch?
No.
I thought you could link a YouTube onto your page.
We could do, but I'm not going to.
Oh, I see. You can do.
You can, it can but be done, but I'm not going
you,
to.
You've done it the opposite way. You've done it yours to YouTube, haven't you? Which you did last Monday.
I upload my Twitch. I upload our Twitch stuff to my YouTube channel, and the reason I'm keeping my name in the YouTube channel is I did think about. It's just because I've got other stuff on there, and you don't mind me having it.
I got yours on YouTube. The ones that you've already put on there.
Okay,
I think I'm in some of them.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, because of the credit, I couldn't listen to the whole show because it's about 3 hours long, isn't it?
Oh, God, don't go on, yeah.
God, it's so boring, the show.
And no, not because it was boring, because of my credit. I didn't want to use all the credit up.
Yeah, well, you take the credit.
So have you had any famous callers call in from the talk radio show?
No famous callers. We had Bob Mortimer on from Vic and Bob.
Did you?
We had Paul McCartney's brother.
Oh, right.
We've got Gail Porter tomorrow and Dick and Dom in a couple of weeks. Gail and Danny Porter. Wallace is coming on.
Yeah, oh, quite a few famous celebrities, eh?
Yep.
Yeah, Rufus Hound.
Hmm.
Katie
Puckett. Rufus, what does he? Is he a singer?
Yeah.
Well, he does everything, yeah.
He is now, yeah.
So I'm earlier tonight. I'm on earlier, aren't I, really? Because usually I don't come
have
on
to... Have you got a song for us, Nigel?
I haven't got one ready to sing, but I was just trying to think off one offhand. But you've heard Nigel's Times many times, haven't you?
Yes.
Nigel's Times. What should I do now? Lady is a Tramp. I haven't done that many times.
You haven't done that for a while. Let's have it.
No, we did.
Dedicated to Catherine.
Okay, I'll start. Can I start now?
Go.
There you go.
So when will you be putting this on YouTube? Next week?
What day is it today? Tuesday? It will probably be Friday or Saturday maybe, but I'm thinking possibly holding off on the uploads to YouTube to see.
Because you've got so many.
To see, well, yeah, exactly, because when it was just like one or two, they were getting a couple of thousand views, and now it's one every day. They're sort of getting 500, 600, 700, 800, and I'm just wondering if perhaps we're losing some of the live viewers as well, because... They're all going up on YouTube. So I might, last night's and tonight's and this week's, I might just hold off of YouTube for a little bit. Just playing around with stuff. Just playing around.
You don't have so many listeners as the radio, do you, obviously?
No. But they're better. They're not racist scumbags.
They probably haven't heard of your show yet, a lot of people.
They're not all pleasuring themselves over pictures of Dan Wooten and Dolly Parton.
No. God. Yeah. But gradually you'll get more and more ratings, won't you?
Maybe.
Hopefully. It's nice to talk to you, Catherine, as well. Anyway, so I'll do Lady's Tramp to finish off then.
Here we go.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theatre but doesn't come late. She never bothers with people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She doesn't like crap games or Baron and Els. Won't go to Harlem with Eminem pals. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the cold, swift wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, that's old. Hates California because it's cold and it's damp. That's what a lady is. A tramp. Scooby dooby 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 doo doo, yeah.
Nigel Coppor says this was auto tuned. Is that auto tuned or not?
The phone's not. No.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go.
To a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.